says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn.
Welcome to the show, folks. Make our own whiskey and our own. Let me put my fishing rod down here. Seated here on the bank of the Red River of the North here in North Dakota. And let's begin our radio show, the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show. Here on July 19th, 2022, I'm James Kelso. We'll be together for the next 1 hour, 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. And in this live show, you are quite welcome to call in and offer your own thoughts. Let me give you that call-in number. It is the same one you've got written down on your top of your desk right now, 512-248-8252. That's 512-248-8252. And go ahead, please do call in. I don't have Donald Trump. I always put Donald Trump's recorded voice or live first. And then without that, I'd like to hear you. So call in at 512-248-8252. Let's see, to spur your thoughts on things you might find interesting to talk about, how about for a moment the COVID-1984, or as we call it, the scamdemic. I like also the term plannedemic. And we have some good news on that front coming from Vive la France. The French actually have had enough of the plannedemic, scamdemic, COVID-1984. And there was a recent vote in the French legislature. Listen to this. Let me play for you the recording of the cheering in the French legislature when they voted down Emmanuel Macron's, their president. They voted down his plan to enforce vaccination on anybody wanting to leave or travel to France. Macron wanted to make it a requirement that you be vaccinated. My goodness. And the French finally... Well, listen to them. Here's their vote. It didn't lose by much. It lost by, where's the vote? 219 to 195. So in the French legislature, there are, looks like it's pretty similar to the American House of Representatives in its size, 400 and some legislators. Here they are breaking out into raucous cheering when this vote, this defeat is dealt to Emmanuel Macron. Let me play it for you. I love the sound of these people cheering. I have to find it. Hang on. Here it is. I'll play it one more time, and I know it's just the sound of a bunch of people cheering, but we need to hear more of this.
Yeah.
Kind of sounds like a Trump rally in a way. They're not saying USA, USA. And this is about the vote against Macron was interesting in that it was two opposed political parties in France voting against Emmanuel Macron. It was the good guys that we all can identify with, the what we used to call the Front National, the National Front, which renamed itself the Rassemblement National, Rassemblement National, which means the National Rally. That's the old National Front. And they voted against it, to be expected. Those are the good guys. Those are the right wingers. Those are the MAGA people. And Marine Le Pen, their leader, Marine Le Pen being the French counterpart to Donald Trump. But then, interestingly, a bunch of liberals voted against a vaccine mandate in France, specifically the party called La France Insoumise, which translates to France Unbound. France Unbound, La France Insoumise, which was created by a guy named Jean-Luc Mélenchon. But he's a left-winger. But even they, even these left-wingers, have had enough of the medical tyranny. So that was a piece of good news, the French defying Emmanuel Macron, this pathetic person. Vladimir Putin had a good comment on Emmanuel Macron. I don't have it in front of me, but at one point Macron was flying back and forth to Moscow before Putin decided to send his forces across the line into Ukraine. And when things were up in the air at that point, Macron was going back and forth, being the great negotiator, or posing as the great negotiator, the great peacemaker. And Putin had an interesting comment on Macron. He said, "I had to listen to this guy for hours." I had to listen to this guy for hours. That was what Putin said about Macron. So he must have, Macron must have been going in circles. It must have been Putin saying it was just unbearable. Anyway, the French have had enough of Emmanuel Macron too, and this vote, this one here. And good things like this are happening around the world. In the Netherlands, the farmers are in open revolt, with convoys, miles and miles of convoys of tractors and trucks revolting against the government. We saw in Canada the truckers with hundreds of miles of convoys of trucks and tractors. We saw the Justin Trudeau's fascist response, his dictatorial response, shutting the bank accounts of truck drivers, confiscating the trucks of truck drivers, arresting the truck drivers, putting them in concentration camps. Wow. Bad situation. But the good news is the protest is breaking out around the world. Let me get my Republic Broadcasting Network chat up on my screen here so you can dial in should you so desire at 512-248-8252. We are expecting this week, this is Tuesday night, Friday night, Donald Trump will be staging his next, using the term coined by, was it Biden who came up with this? Ultra MAGA event. That's what we are. We're all of you out there. You're not just MAGA people. You're ultra MAGA people. I love that. So the next ultra mega MAGA rally will be in Prescott Valley on Friday. Prescott Valley being about 85 miles north of Phoenix. And that will be attended by bazillions of people. The rally was initially set to go, was it last Saturday? I forget the exact day, but I will venture that there will be some people at the rally on Friday who will have arrived at the initially scheduled rally a week earlier and will have remained in Prescott Valley waiting for 1 week for the Trump event. I will bet a dollar, my dollar to your donut, there will be such people. That is the magnitude of enthusiasm of patriots supporting Donald Trump. People who sound like, well, the rally we just played. Can't find my soundbite. So that's coming up on Friday. Look forward to that. And then we have my go-to place now is truthsocial.com. If you're not yet a member at truthsocial.com, it's easy to join up. It's simply another social website like the ones you have been participating in and amongst for years. So join up at truthsocial.com. Everybody is doing it. And Donald Trump is creating a social website, a mega, MAGA, ultra social media website. And what we're doing is creating this is what the Republic Broadcasting Network is. What is that? It's a guy who is, like the rest of us, on the outside, John Stadmiller, saying, I'm going to create my own. If they won't let us speak, they will not allow truth on the air. All right, let's create our own. Let's put up our own megaphone. And that was the origin of Republic Broadcasting. It's the origin of Truth Social. It's the origin of all these other things that are now becoming bigger, bigger, bigger. And things like CNN are shrinking smaller, smaller, smaller. That's exactly what, that's where we want it to go. Let's see what the president has most recently said to us on truthsocial.com. So I'm going to my Donald Trump, real Donald Trump account here at Truth Social. And here's what he says to us, his most recent post being 2 hours ago. And what is he on? What topic is the president on? Very, very appropriate. He is on the rigged, stolen election. And think of it, what is the January 6th? What is that kangaroo court all about? It's about the rigged election in 2020. What was the January 6th rally all about? It was a million Trump supporters protesting the stolen election. And so the president tweets 2 hours ago, so what's Speaker of the House, Robin Voss, doing on the great Wisconsin Supreme Court ruling declaring hundreds of thousands of drop box votes to be illegal? He's referring to the Wisconsin Speaker of the House, Robin Voss. And he's referring to the tremendous Wisconsin Supreme Court ruling that drop box votes by the hundreds of thousands were illegal. I mean, think about it. What is a drop box vote? That's like a box that's sitting on a street corner somewhere. And it's got a slot and you can dump supposed ballots in there. It's not guarded. Somebody might be filming it, but only by luck. It's not guarded, and then somebody else opens the thing up, again, not under any legal supervision, and then takes the ballots out, or takes the contents out, supposedly, and then these are counted in the election. What is this? This is, and the Wisconsin Supreme Court did the right thing. This is just outright fraud. You have to have some sort of assurance that a vote is a real vote in an election. There's a real voter who's qualified to vote, and this is their vote. The chain of custody of that vote, which is recorded on a piece of paper, ideally, traditionally, and by the way, in France, that's the way they do it. Vive la France. In France, they vote on paper. And guess what? On voting day in France, all the elections are decided and all of the count is known by midnight that day. On the same day by midnight, all the counting is done. No later than. None of this votes still coming in. We have elections right now in America where the votes of elections months ago are still coming in, supposedly. Anyway, there was so what does the president says? What is Robin Voss doing? This is not a time for him, Robin Voss, to hide, but a time to act. I don't know his opponent in the upcoming primary, but feel certain he will do well if Speaker Voss doesn't move with gusto. Robin, don't let the voters of Wisconsin down. So what is the president pointing out here? He's getting down to brass tacks. He's getting down to details. He's getting down in the trenches in all 50 states, and he's smoking out the rhinos. In this case, Robin Voss. And he's saying, well, you know, we'll have to primary you, Robin Voss. We'll have to get rid of you if you act like a rhino. And that is the president's wonderful theme of late, is smoking out the rhinos. And the let me do that. Hang on just a second here. Okay. I'll tell you what. I'm one for nostalgia. I'm one for the 50s, the 1950s when I was a boy. I just can't get enough of it. When the president was a boy. Us little rugrats are in front of our black and white TVs. It's 1958. I'm 10. Donald Trump is 12. Just rope and throw and brand them. Who? Well, the rhinos. My heart's calculating, my true love will be waiting. Be waiting at the end of my ride. Move them on, get them up, get. Move them on, head them up. We'll be right back after this break.
Let's make a Ford and a Chevy. It'll still last 10 years like the show. Cause the best of the free life is still yet to come. And the good times ain't over for good.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at TLBTalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. He didn't seem much.
We're back, folks.
Quiet and shy. And if you spoke at all, you just said,
well, no, Big Bad Donald John Trump is not kind of quiet and shy. He's pretty loud and brash. I mentioned the cheering going on in the French legislature. They're cheering the defeat of the vaccine mandate there. Let's turn our attention for a moment to our European cousins and see what they're up to in parallel with the MAGA movement in America. What have our European cousins got cooking over there? Well, here's something. I'll read this, and this, some of this may be new to you. Identity and democracy. ID. Identity and democracy is a new group, which is the fifth largest one in the current European Parliament. Now, what is this? I'm going to read their off their website here. This is the counterpart to the MAGA movement in America. These are the patriots. These are the people that believe in our civilization and defending our civilization, and coming from every European nation. Every European nation has a counterpart to them, to our MAGA movement. So reading on, during the European elections in May 2019, about 200 million Europeans elected members of the European Parliament, MEPs, to represent them over the coming 5 years in the new European Parliament. Those MEPs are organized into political groups based on their political affinities. Now, of course, this is the sad reality in Europe, of course, is that globalism has superseded national sovereignty. So sad to say, our European cousins aren't sovereign in their own nations. They've got this damn European Parliament sitting over top of them, overruling their own national governments. But be that as it may, within that thing, that monster, are patriots. And the Identity and Democracy Group has 65 members, making it the fifth largest group in the parliament. They come from 10 countries, with the majority coming from Italy's Lega party, Lega meaning the League in Italy, the Rassemblement National in France, which is the national rally, and Germany's AfD, which in German, it translated is the German is Alternativ für Deutschland, meaning the alternative for Germany. And Marco Zanni, Z-A-N-N-I of Italy, was elected president of the group in July 2019. He's in his second term in the parliament. The vice presidents are Jordan Bardella of France and Gunnar Beck of Germany. And they are addressing tackling illegal immigration, among other things. And let's read the members here. This just sort of keep in touch with our European cousins. Who are our allies in Europe? Well, let's go down the list of nations. In Italy, it's Lega, the League. In France, it's Rassemblement National, the National Rally. In Germany, Alternative für Deutschland, Alternative for Germany. In Austria, it's the Freiheitliche Partei Österreich, which is the Freiheitliche, the Freedom Partei Party of Austria. Freiheitliche Partei Österreich, the FPO. In Flanders, which is the Netherlands, Vlaams Belang. In the Czech Republic, it's Svoboda. And pardon any of you Czechs out there, correct my pronunciation. Svoboda a prima demokraci. And I think svoboda in Czech means freedom. Help me there, folks. In Estonia, we have the Eesti Konservatiivne. I got to get close to the screen to read this. Ra-ver-a-kond. And I don't know what the translation is. Conservative is obvious. Kontivni is conservative. And Eesti is the way the Estonians say Estonian. In Finland, we have the Peru Suomo Laiset. And I know the only part of that I know is Suomo, which means Finland. I have two more, Netherlands and in Denmark. I'll read those to you right after this short break. Stay tuned. Everybody thought that they'd breathe their last, except John.
Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John. The truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
The latest consumer price index lie came out yesterday. I'm Peter Serafine with today's Liberty Minute. Yesterday's report on the consumer price index shows prices up an average of 9.1%. That's the worst report since 1981, and it's actually worse. Forget the average reported by the government who causes the inflation in the first place. Look at the things that you actually buy. The three things everyone needs to live are groceries, gas, and utilities. Those three things together are up 37% over last year. Make no mistake, this is entirely the fault of our federal government. To paraphrase Milton Friedman, only government causes inflation because only government can print money. Using the trickle-down theory, it's actually our fault. We, the people, keep putting the same overspending establishment crooks in office. To help fight this inflation, I have lowered the price of t-shirts at liberty-lighthouse.com/store. Until tomorrow, see this possum parabellum.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC. 417-932-6419.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it worst. Let the rest of the world help us for change, and let's rebuild America first. Our highways and bridges are falling apart. Who's blessed and who has been cursed? There's things to be done all over the world, but let's rebuild America first.
We're back, folks. And let's see, I was reading the list of the identity and democracy faction or grouping in the European Parliament, and I was about to read the last two countries on the list. Let me get to them right now. They were, let's see here. Let me find the list. They were in the Netherlands, the Party voor de Richheid, which Richheid is, I'm mangling this, I'm sure. Richheid is freedom in Dutch, and or truth. And then the Dansk Folk Party in Denmark. Those are identity and democracy. And then the one that's not on the list that should be is the, let us find it now, is Viktor Orban's party in Hungary. And the, let me go to that. Viktor Orban being one of our great friends, probably the most important friend Donald Trump has in Europe, and his closest friend, Prime Minister of Hungary since 2010. And he presides over Fidesz, F-I-D-E-S-Z, Fidesz, the Hungarian Civic Alliance, a right-wing populist and national conservative political party in Hungary led by Viktor Orban. And Orban has visited Donald Trump at the White House. Donald Trump has visited Viktor Orban in Hungary. And these two men are great political allies. All right, we've got a caller here who may have a thought on some or any of this. Don in Pennsylvania. Don, how are you doing today?
I'm great, Jamie. How are you doing?
Oh, my gosh. It's Don Wassel in Pennsylvania. Hey, Don, you know, you have forgotten more about the names of the parties and the people involved than I will ever know. Folks, Don Wassel, who was one of the sponsors here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, has a great newspaper, a great website, and I hope, you know, people in the audience are availing themselves of your website. Don, how do you do it, putting out your newspaper? For how many years have you been putting out a newspaper? And just span, if there are any gaps in there, just span those gaps. When did you start putting out a newspaper?
Well, I started in 1985. A state newsletter for Pennsylvania for the Populist Party that rapidly expanded into the national voice of the Populist Party and became a monthly. Well, it was always monthly, but yeah, it's about 37 years now. Did briefly halt it in 2020 for financial reasons and started up again about 15 months ago. And it's changed the name, too. It was called the Nationalist Times. It started off as the Populist Observer, and it became the Nationalist Times, and now it's the Freedom Times, which I think is a good name, and you know, I'm really happy with it. It's still a struggle, financially and otherwise, but you know, I enjoy doing it. Somebody asked me, "Why do you do it when it's so hard financially?" And I said, "Well, you know, what I was meant to do. I mean, I can do other things politically too, but you know, I'm turned out to be a pretty good editor, so I've been at it for a long time."
Indeed, you have turned out that way. And the and folks, this, you know, on this show, I've mentioned people like John Stadtmiller, who just all by his own lonesome, he created the Republic Broadcasting Network. Well, that's what Don Wassel did. And so many of these other folks who, as one single individual, kind of looked around and said, nobody's doing this. Somebody's got to do this. I guess it's me. and then they went out and, you know, created a radio network or a newspaper or a website or all of the above. And then the rarest people are the ones who have hung in there, who never gave up, who never quit. And I would put on that list with you, Don Wassel, I would put Donald Trump. I think what must have happened to him in 2015 is that he was looking around at the scene and saying, this is no good. This has got to stop. Somebody's got to do something about this. And then he just sitting on the couch with Melania, she says, well, how about you, honey? Donald Trump had to answer, yeah, if somebody else isn't doing it, then I must do this. I remember once I was at a meeting of the American Renaissance, Don, and Jared Taylor was asked, why do you do this? Or what prompted you to do this? And Taylor said, I never really wanted to do this, but I saw that nobody else was doing it. So my conclusion was I better do it. And Jared Taylor's another one of those people who doggedly has just kept on having meetings, putting out publications, in spite of every conceivable difficulty, penalty, loss, You guys are a special breed. I wouldn't put myself in a league with you, Don, or with some of the other people I mentioned. I would be in the what would I be in? I would be in the minor league, the Bush League.
No, you're being modest. Being modest. You're very dedicated and tenacious. I can remember when you were doing a radio show that maybe had a dozen listeners, and yet you were doing it night after night for 3 hours for years. So, you know, now you have a much larger audience, which is great. I mean, it should be even more than what it is, but you certainly are as dedicated and, to the cause as anybody.
Don, cast your eyes out there at the audience to which you and I are now speaking. The millions of people out there on all the continents around the world, and who is the radio personality that said, and on ships at sea?
Right.
Do you remember who was that radio personality? Some left winger who said, and on ships at sea. But the Republic Broadcasting Network is a significant broadcasting outlet, and you never know how something that is heard on whatever our little effort, our little newspaper, whatever it is. Somebody, I was speculating on this yesterday. Somebody who listens to somebody talks to Donald Trump. So if Donald Trump isn't listening to your voice and mine right now, somebody who does talk to Donald Trump is. And so,
I send him the Freedom Times. I don't know if he reads it, but I've been sending it to him for years. I would assume he sees it at least occasionally.
Yes, very good. And the that's the thing that strikes us about Donald Trump, folks in our movement, is that he thinks, he says what we are thinking, and he does what we would do if we had a little bit of power. And so that is the thing that's unique about Donald Trump. That's the unique about his. This is something Don Wassel, folks, has been up to his eyeballs in since, how many years did you just say? 37 years, which is populism. That's something, am I right, Don, in identifying you with populism?
Absolutely. I don't pin myself down to any ism or ideology, but if you had to just generalize, I would say, yes, I'm a populist more than anything. I believe in this country. I believe in the American people. I don't believe in the power structure that we have right now. That's the number one problem. It's really the number one problem in the world, these neocons and other lunatics, the Bolsheviks handling Joe Biden and the neocons running foreign policy. They're the number one problem in the world, and we need to return freedom to people around the world. And I'm a populist all the way.
Now, as a populist, what do you... shed some light on how close are we, the people, to something we, the people, for sure, nobody in Russia, Ukraine, anywhere in Europe, anywhere in the Western world, no people wants what we are cruising towards. And I want to hear what your thought is on this, which is World War III or a version thereof, a nuclear exchange, a big, big war. How close do you think these globalists in their insanity, their madness, how close do they have us to such a catastrophic war?
Well, Biden's, we wouldn't even call Biden, call it a policy of his. I mean, he doesn't come up with anything. He's just a mean, senile marionette that can't even read off a teleprompter. But let's just say the Ukraine policy has been a failure, a complete failure. Now, it could be by design. It seems that this administration we have now is destroying the country deliberately. Some people think, well, they're just incompetent, and maybe that's part of it, too. It's probably a combination. But everything, I like to say it's the anti-Midas touch. Instead of everything they touch turning to gold, it turns to poop. And this thing has just backfired tremendously, tremendously. I mean, the sanctions on Russia have not hurt Russia at all. In fact, they've helped Russia. It's helped usher in a multipolar world. It's helped free Russia and China and India and Iran and other countries from the dollar hegemony and Washington's attempt at running the world. Really what I think that what they were trying to do, the neocon lunatics, is to bring Russia to heel. Well, that's not going to happen. And it's backfired. The only ones that are suffering are the Americans and the Europeans and the countries that have gone along with the sanctioning against Russia. You know, Russia is now going to cut off all energy supplies to Germany. I mean, it's just getting worse and worse for us. So, you know, maybe this is all part of the Great Reset. Let's hope not. Let's hope that there's some sanity in the rulers that we have, and they will accept that they're not going to bring Russia to heel, that throwing hundreds of billions of taxpayer dollars at this thug, Zelensky, in Ukraine is just throwing money down a rat hole, and really it's money, if it's going to be used, it should be used to guard our border, our southern border, and rebuild our infrastructure. And, you know, I mean, I could go down, we all know the litany of problems we have right now in this country. So, you know, it comes down to what are they going to do? Are they going to accept that they're not going to be able to run the world? Will they accept a multipolar world, which they should, and which would be a benefit for mankind? Or are they going to just say, well, if we can't get what we want, we're going to start World War III? I mean, that's the big question. And why there's a lot of stress, and that's why I think it's wise for people out there to make whatever preparations they can. Don't go crazy over it, but just be alert, be prepared as best you can, and be active too, politically active. The newest issue of the Freedom Times, the August issue, and the editorial, you know, maybe you've covered this as well, Jamie, but the reversal of Roe versus Wade is such a tremendous victory for the pro-life movement. Now, why did they win that? Because they never gave up. They didn't sit around, complain, and attack the Jews or the blacks or this group or that group. They just went out, rolled up their sleeves, and for 50 years they were active. They supported their cause in every way possible, and they prevailed. They did exactly what the left wing has done, the subversives, the communists, and the others that have taken over a lot of our institutions, all of them to varying degrees. But they did the same thing, and they were successful. And really, this is what we have to do. We have got to become active, too. We have got to be relentless. We have got to organize, drop petty differences, and become part of the solution, because the American people are ready. You know, all we need is organization. I mean, the fire, the spark is there. The spark is just to get us organized. The system, the institutions. I was just reading something earlier that the media now has less than 10% of the American people have faith in the media. I mean, that's unbelievable.
I know, it's beautiful.
Every institution is viewed as illegitimate, starting with Joe Biden and the presidency, and working your way down. So, and what they're trying to do, I mean, you look at the January 6th prisoners and everything they're doing, they're just trying to shut down dissent because they know they're illegitimate and they fear the American people. So that to me is the bigger issue, is if we can get organized, we can exert our will and start making this a free country again and free people all over the world to varying degrees.
Let me, beautifully said, Don, and let me ask our engineer, Mike, are you able to put James on the line with Don and myself? Let's just see.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Can you? Yes.
Hello?
Oh, James, is that James?
Vancouver.
James, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, and Don, are you there?
Yes, yeah, I can hear James also.
Okay, wonderful, wonderful. Now, James, look at these engineers at the Republic Broadcasting Network. I didn't give my engineer, our engineer, any warning on this at all, but he's got all three of us on the line at the same time for a three-way colloquy. If you don't mind, James, and Don, if you don't mind, James, let me ask you what's on your mind as Don listens in.
Yeah, I was going to, if you remember the 60s, you must remember the book Report from Iron Mountain that was suppressed, or they tried to suppress it, and LBJ was angry about it. But the book essentially says that for governments to keep control, they have to keep their people at war. This was the gist of the book. It was published in 1967, and again, the title is "The Report from Iron Mountain."
Well, you can add to that George Orwell in 1948. He wrote 1984, and he made the exact same argument that in order to keep the people suppressed. You must keep them hysterical. You must keep them in a stampede, and you must keep, even if you're not in a state of war, if you can convince them that there's a war going on and keep them hysterical, that's the best way to control the people.
Right. And then there's Samuel P. Huntington's book about the war, the struggle.
The clash of civilizations?
Yeah, the clash of civilizations. Thank you. That would be another way to do it, too, which is what they're going to do with this border down in Texas thing and other places. See? So you'll have no accountability if they keep doing this. I mean, nobody will be in charge. It'll be like a great big jungle Vietnam War. That's one of my predictions. So.
Right. We'll be in a state of, of course, they will be in control, pulling their levers, the globalists.
Yeah.
However, yes, what we, if we don't stop them, and if we don't, as Don just mentioned, if we don't out-organize them, then they will create a state of chaos in which our communication will break down. Our First Amendment will disappear. We will all live in fear, and that's their goal. But I think we're doing a good job of foiling them right now.
Well,
and the most beautiful thing to appear in my life has been the MAGA movement.
Now, did you both hear about the explosion at Hoover Dam today?
No, what happened?
I just saw the headline. Yeah, what do you know about it?
Well, Mike Rivero reported it on his broadcast today on RBN, and the tourists that were there got it on camera, and it was an explosion in one of the turbines. So Mike said something about, well, he's not sure if it'll have an impact on the energy produced, on the electricity produced, but I bet you it's got people thinking in L.A. in that region. I believe that's where the power goes.
Don Wassel is an expert. Don Wassel, when he stayed up late at night editing his newspapers, was reading by electricity generated by Hoover Dam.
well, you know,
there's a huge drought all over the Southwest, too. I mean, it's a separate issue. The Southwest has grown by leaps and bounds, and in the meantime, the water level of Lake Mead and the Colorado River, it keeps dropping. So that's headed for a real crisis.
Well, there is something to that, too. I think in what happens is when these airplanes fly over, what they do is they neutralize the electric fields in the atmosphere so you don't get any lightning storms. Because you don't get any lightning storms and you don't get any nitrates falling on your ground. An overnight thunderstorm can produce as much as 10,000 tons of nitrate free of charge. And up here, I see the lightning storms are being less and less. And I'm wondering if that's happening down your way.
Hasn't been as many. I mean, I don't know. You know, I hadn't thought about that. At least where I live in Pennsylvania, Western Pennsylvania, we haven't had that many lightning storms at all this summer.
Right. See, that charge is not able to stay up there, because the metallic fragments in the atmosphere are leaking it down back to the ground. And that would account for why there's no lightning storms. It's deliberately done to curtail the natural nitros that are produced by lightning storms. And
I'm with Don Wassel. I haven't heard that before. Right from your lips to tens of thousands of ears, James, in Vancouver, you put that out there.
If you look at the price of ammonia fertilizer in the last couple of years, about 2020, it was about $220 a ton. And now I just got word today or yesterday from Missouri, it's $1,500 a ton in only 2 years, you see.
Yes, and without that nitrate in the soil, we don't have crops. That's true.
Yep, nothing will grow. So this is
Well, you know,
these people, all they can do is destroy. You know, they talk about build back better. They don't know how to build anything. They've been history's destroyers from day one, and that's what they still are.
And by the way, what Don said at the beginning of this show, folks, is so powerful. This is not inadvertent. This is not by incompetence that they're doing this. This is, and this is where it's hard to face the nature of evil. It is their nature. They do. They are, as Don says, they are destroyers, not inadvertently. Yep. They are deliberately destroying America, destroying Western civilization, which they hate. And that means also destroying you, everybody in this audience personally. They want to destroy you completely. And they want you to go away permanently. So this is a war for our very survival against people who do. They're not blundering. All of this is very deliberate. And it's beautiful. Donald Trump has said exactly that. So it's wonderful to know that the guy who's at the head of our army knows this.
Well, like I said last time, Trump is even more dangerous than before, because now, he, like you said today, he's smoking out the rhinos. And that means even if he doesn't run for president, he's still going to make sure things get changed in America, you see.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
There's a lot of work to do, though. You know, something I one of the stories I linked to on AmericanFreedomNews.us today is the fact that only 18 Republicans in the House voted against a resolution endorsing Finland and Sweden joining NATO.
Yeah,
just 18. You know, I studied this pretty closely. To me, there's only 24, maybe at the absolute most, 36 real patriots in Congress, and that's the House and the Senate. And, you know, there's some really good ones running, like J.D. Vance and Blake Masters. There's no question most of the – fact, the vast majority of the candidates that Donald Trump has endorsed have won their primary. So we really need to see the Republican Party start to become a real opposition. I mean, that's our best hope, our only best hope, really. So let's do everything we can, and let's pray for a good result for the midterms in November.
Well, yeah. Everybody's got to keep their eyes and ears open and still keep communicating with each other. You know, keep getting these,
Yeah, you know, RBN has a ripple. I always say, too, like, I wish my newspaper had hundreds of thousands of subscribers. It doesn't. RBN has a lot of listeners, but, you know, I'm sure, you know, it should have a lot more. But the fact is, the alternative media, cumulatively and individually, does have a real effect. And it's like ripple. You're throwing a pebble on a pond, and the ripple, it's the old ripple effect or subterranean effect or whatever you want to call it. But the fact is, it adds up. And you're from Canada, James. I'm sure it's, you know, the Freedom Convoy you had there. I'm sure it's the same way. I mean, people are fed up.
Yep.
And a lot of what we say, it's reaching them. There's no question it's reaching them.
Well, thank you. And I'll tell you what, two of the smartest people,
guys,
I know. You two are the two of the smartest people I know, James in Vancouver and Don Wassel there in Pennsylvania. Thank you both for gracing the show tonight. Thank you.
Great to be with you.
Thank you, Don. We'll see you all again here in the Trump Clubhouse tomorrow night. Same time, same station. So long for now.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Black Owl Coffee, and I started Black Owl because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee that's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You can't handle handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.